Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand's in the newsroom. Kevin, we'll have your sports click at 410, and I thought I would pose it early to our next guest. Mary's got an eye on weather and traffic, and our guest is Maria Pappas. You know her. She is the Cook County Treasurer. What do you think about NASCAR coming to downtown Chicago?
I think I need to buy a car to be like with it, you know, and like a cool elected. I'm going to get one of those cars. But you know what? I got to lose 300 pounds to get in one.
Oh, please.
And I got to figure out how to do gear shifts, right? You see me running around Millennium Park? Yeah, right. Huh? The silver fox in a NASCAR car, you know.
Maria, what does redlining in the 1940s in Chicago have to do with today's black exodus from the city?
Okay, so let me explain what redlining is first. Redlining during the 40s was the United States government sort of coming up with unstated policies and saying, we're not going to make loans in these areas. So if you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com and you can pull up the redlining study that it took us a year to do, Hal Dardick in my office authored this study. And it's amazing because you can go and you can find a map with huge red dots all over it. It shows the entire United States where anything was redlined. So I commissioned Dardick to find out what's wrong with the scavenger sale in my office. So what's a scavenger sale? Every year there's a tax sale, and if you don't pay, those properties get sold for taxes. And then every 2 years is the scavenger sale, and that sale is everything that's left over from the first one.
And tens of thousands of those properties go without even one bid, right?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants them. So I say to Dardick, hey, figure this out. So he goes into his corner and he finds every piece of property that we have, that the land bank has, or that the city has, and he creates two maps. He superimposes one map on top of the other. He runs into my office and he says, oh my God, everything that was redlined is also on the scavenger list. So what's on the scavenger list? The scavenger list is block after block of vacant, abandoned, boarded up residences, commercial pieces of property, and vacant lots.
And nobody wants them in their neighborhood, and it leads to people kind of moving in or squatting in them or drug use. It's a scourge.
Yeah, so I say to Dardick, I say, Dardick, this is brilliant. You got two maps here showing this. Now what else? So he comes back and he says, a sequel to both of these factors, there has been a population exit of 400,000 African Americans in this area. And number two, these areas of the city and the suburbs are high felony crime areas. So it's where murders, rapes, robberies, burglaries occur. So now you have four factors converging. You have redlining. We're not going to give you loans. We've got property that got abandoned. Why? Who left? African Americans left. And not only did they leave, but also why did they leave? They didn't want to get shot. So now if you drive through these neighborhoods and in this report, you're going to see all sorts of examples of massive black dots on maps. And what does that mean? That means on one block in Englewood, there may be a house, and then the next seven lots are complete oblivion. You would think that you were in the Sahara Desert because there's just nothing. There's like grass, or then like seven houses away, there may be one house which is boarded up. And as you mentioned earlier, it may be occupied by squatters, but it's in complete disarray. So, you know, in government, everybody complains and complains and complains, right? This is not a complaint report. This is what happened. And what are we going to do about it? What can be done about this?
And so, you found out that there's similar circumstances in Detroit and Philadelphia?
Yeah. Well, this is what we did was we wanted to make this a national story, you know, to give it more oomph, to say, you know what, hey, Chicago's bad, but look at Detroit and look at Philadelphia. So we also hired somebody from WGN. You know, we hired Andrew Gavrilos, and he was smart enough to get a hold of the top guy at Associated Press who did a story on this redlining in Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia. This guy writes an amazing story. This story now, Lisa, can you sit down in your chair, has hit 740 media outlets nationwide. It even hit my hometown in Wheeling, West Virginia yesterday.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow, because so, it is of interest. You, because I think so many people today go, oh, redlining, that was back then. It doesn't have anything to do with today.
It has to do with today. Let me tell you why it has to do with today. You live in Cook County?
Not right this moment. I'm trying to build a house, though. You want to help me with that?
In Cook County?
No. Actually, I'm not in Cook County.
Well, that's pretty smart. So let's say, what about Steve Bertrand? Is he in Cook County?
Steve's north.
Just barely out of it, Maria. Sometimes I come back on Election Day just to vote for you.
Kevin,
you
our sports
and my dead mother-in-law. Right?
Kevin, our sports guy, and several other people are in Cook County here, but
okay,
you picked the two who are not.
All right. Nobody wants to live here. So let's say that the guy that I talked to, Curtis, whoever, who put me on the air,
he lives in Cook County.
Okay. Say, hey, Curtis, right? That's his name.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Curtis, I'm going to buy you a hot dog because you live in Cook County. So here's the deal. He lives in Cook County, and he's paying, hypothetically, $7,000 a year for whatever it is that he lives in, okay? If these thousands and thousands of properties that I just described as the Sahara Desert in Cook County were occupied, Curtis would be paying less than $7,000. Because now you've got all these houses, commercial properties, and vacant parcels of land that are back on the tax rolls.
And that is the key. All right, Maria, hold on to that thought, because now you're talking, people are like, wait a minute, this is costing me money because I live in Cook County, and it is. So Maria Pappas, our Cook County Treasurer, is on the air. You're going to want to hear what she has to say next, because this is costing you. But first, to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
Everybody has got to have a choice.
It's National Hot Dog Day. Is it a sandwich or not? That's the big question. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. You know her. She is bright. She is colorful. She is loud like me. It is Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer. Just to reset before we tell everyone why it is costing them money, will you recap for the people who are just joining us, Maria, about what redlining has to do with what is happening today in neighborhoods in Chicago?
Okay, redlining was simply a policy of the federal government in 1940 where minorities weren't loaned money. And we looked at it and we found out that those properties are the exact same properties that have been abandoned in the city of Chicago today. And there is, as a consequence, a lack of generational wealth in these areas. There's also extraordinarily high crime. And there's been a 400,000 African-American population exit. Why does this matter to a WGN listener? Because if there are 100,000 properties that aren't on the tax rolls, Curtis, who's behind the scenes at WGN, if he's paying $5,000 in taxes a year, if these other properties were on the rolls, he might be paying $3,500. So it is in everyone's best interest to get rid of these vacant parcels. So what are we doing? We are figuring out how it is that we can go to the state legislature and get this thing changed. But I'm going to use this opportunity because we also have a program called Black Houses Matter. So WGN listeners, get to cookcountytreasurer.com and put in your address where it says property tax overview. We are sitting on $79 million in double payments. People refinance, they pay, the mortgage company pays, they get two different banks that pay when they switch banks. So you can scroll down after you put in your address, and it will tell you whether or not, going back 20 years, Lisa, if you are owed money by my office, you punch the little red button, you apply, we give you the money within 4 to 6 weeks. Additionally, and I wanted to get Curtis's number, I got it on the break, to find out whether or not we owed him money. Unfortunately, Curtis, you are a smart taxpayer. You have, going back 4 years, your homeowner's exemption. You get $500 off your bill every year. So WGN listeners, three ways to get money off your bill. Homeowner, you live in the house for more than a year. You can go back 4 years. That's 2000 if you haven't gotten it. Check your parents' bills. Senior citizen, over 65, 4 years, $500 a year, another 2000. And senior citizen, freeze. Anybody over 65 and making under $65,000 a year can get $500 a year off of their bills. So why am I talking about this? Because in these minority communities, many of these properties that go up for sale, people don't know that they're entitled to these exemptions and don't know that the website set up so that you can also get refunds. So that's just a little added tidbit. That's part of the study, because over a two-year period, Lisa, you're not going to believe this. In the African-American community, because they just didn't know, we gave back $139 million. In the Hispanic community, we've given back $70 million. And there are a whole lot of other folk out there that don't know about this. So get to CookCountyTreasurer.com. In the little purple box in the middle, it says your property tax overview. Punch your mouse. Put in your address. Do not put in north, south, east, or west. Scroll down, and it will tell you exactly how much money Pappas owes you. I have Hal Dardick, the author of this study, in the room with me. He is an ex-Chicago Tribune reporter. I hired him and Todd Leidy and Gavrilos. We have created a think tank on the second floor of this office where we are solving inequity problems. And if you want to, say hi, Hal.
Hey, Hal.
You want to ask him a question? He's here.
Here's my question, Maria, and you can answer this, I think, as well as Hal or Todd, but I'm interested in the scavenger sale part of this, because right, one of the things to overcome these blighted neighborhoods was to sell at scavenger prices for back taxes these homes, and the idea was they would be redeveloped. And you've looked at this and said it doesn't help. Explain that for me.
The process is just tremendously complicated, and about one and a half out of ten that start the process complete it, because it does cost money. Okay, you get it for a low price, but then you got legal fees, you got taxes going forward, you got to clear the other liens off. It's just complicated to navigate, and it just wasn't working.
It takes 3.5 years, so we're gonna get that time cut down. It's not like you come to the sale, you pay the back taxes, and you get it. There's a redemption period where the person who owns the property can come back in and pay up and get it. So it's the process is so long and so impossible that you end up giving up. So what we're saying, and part of Hal's recommendations are that we cut down on the time, and number two, we create a repository of all of these properties so people can know where they are. And number three, the most important, let's say that you do own something and you're delinquent. Right now, the interest rate on that is 18%, and we're recommending that it be dropped down to 9%.
Okay, so as the study was released, you have 13 recommendations. This will reform things at the state and the county levels, and then state lawmakers would need to approve making the scavenger sale optional in Cook County. That's another one of your recommendations?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
And so can they see that report on your website?
That report's available. They've already all gotten it. We're Zooming with some of the people in Springfield tomorrow. Everybody's got it, you know. Everybody's talking about it because there's a mutual consensus that the scavenger sale needs to be abolished. So we need to move forward.
Talk to me. We've got 30 seconds left about the scavenger sale. So could I get a property in one of these neighborhoods or a piece of land or something for like how cheap? How cheap are we talking?
The minimum bid is $250, but that's a little bit misleading. There are other fees to go to court. And then you got to wait 2.5 years. You're not just getting that property directly. If we switch to the other system that we're talking about, the liens would be cleared. People could make a payment. The property would be theirs on the spot.
Okay.
So you might be, if when we get done with you, you might be able to get it for
$250.
Yeah, you could go. You could go, and you could get something for $250.
You see that, right, Lisa? Now. You just got a 30-second answer from Lisa, but it really came from Hal.
And Maria, are people encouraging you to consider a run for mayor of Chicago?
Yes, I can barely get on an elevator, walk down the street, an escalator. You know, I'm starting to wear a baseball cap. I'm going to dye my hair back to black instead of looking like a gray fox and like some slick chick grandmother.
And what are they? Period. What do you tell them?
I'm not running because if I did run, I would win.
And who wants that job?
You got it. Come be the pilot of the crashing plane.
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve has your news, your 4 o'clock news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.